Yisem Nikiyim Me'ashem Yisrael means the person should behave in a fashion that his behavior is in good standing in the eyes of other people. The person should say that I don't care what people think about me, but sometimes it can make it feel Hashem. That's a thinking person is misbehaving when he's behaving right, and they can learn from him to misbehave. There's a similar story, which is not the same thing, but there's a story people say about a person, a miser. When the Aniyim came to him, he would never help them out and throw them out of the house. And then when he died, all the Aniyim stopped getting money from somebody else. And they make a whole story. This is a tzaddik that he didn't want to get covered with stucker, so he gave all the stucker to somebody else to give out. And when the Aniyim came to him, he acted as a miser. So he told his story to Rav Dov Yaffe, and he said, that guy's a Russian, he's not a tzaddik, because you have no rishut to misbehave towards the Aniyim just because you want him to be a tzaddik. You can do things with sin, you don't have to publicize it. So you have to do things in a pleasant way to other people also. But here we're talking about more of the Yodin L'mokim. Also, if you have Yodin L'mokim, you have to make sure that things should not be done in a way that perceive that you're not behaving properly. Rabbi Tzvayim said, connected that, the Mishnah says, Al Tiyah Rosha Bishnei Atzmato. He said, that's another side of the coin. When you buy yourself and it's not affecting other people, you also have to make sure that you're not a Rosha, that you're behaving properly. But he pointed out that Bishnei Atzmato, if you imagine you're not a Rosha, it's alright, even if you're not 100% lucky. You should aim for that, but that's not the field. You should aim to be completely clean. Properly, since it is affecting other people, that is, Ikiradin, the person is extra careful that he's behaving in a fashion of mechazik other people. So, the person wants to be big honor and never come to learn, not lucky, because other rabbis, mechazik people, when they see other people learning, and the Kanadi, part of the time, for sure, you can learn at home, but sinner, it's also good to be part of the time, especially at times when the learning is not taken for granted, and these are chizik, like on Fridays and Shabbos, it's a good time to take part in the shiur, wrap around, learn a little bit.